So saying, to the lodge the noble swineherd led the way, and bringing Odysseus in, made him a seat. Beneath he laid thick brushwood, and on the top he spread a shaggy wild goat's great soft skin, his usual bed. Odysseus was pleased that he received him so, and spoke and thus addressed him. "Stranger, may Zeus and the other deathless gods grant all you most desire for treating me so kindly." And swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him and said, "Stranger, it is not right for me to slight a stranger, not even one in poorer plight than you, for in the charge of Zeus all strangers and beggars stand, and our small gift is welcome. But so it is with servants, continually afraid when new men are their masters. Surely the gods kept him from coming who would have loved me well and given me for my own the things a generous master always allows his man, a house, a plot of ground, and a fair wife, or at least when one has labored long and God has made his work to prosper, as he makes prosper all the work I undertake. So would my master have well rewarded me, had he but grown old here. But he is gone. Would all the tribe of Helen had gone too, down on their knees, for she has made the knees of many men grow weak. Yes, he too went for Agamemnon's honor, to Ilius, famed for horses, to fight the Trojans there." So saying, he hurriedly girt his tunic with his belt, and went to the sties where droves of pigs were penned. Selecting two, he brought them in and killed them both, singed them and sliced them and stuck them upon spits, and roasting all the meat, offered it to Odysseus, hot, on the spits themselves. He sprinkled it with white barley. Then in an ivy bowl he mixed some honeyed wine, and taking a seat over against Odysseus, thus cheerily began. "Now, stranger, eat what servants have, this young pig's flesh. The fatted hogs are eaten by the suitors, who have no reverence in their hearts nor any pity. Yet reckless deeds the blessed gods love not. They honor justice and men's upright deeds. Why, evil-minded, cruel men who land on foreign shore, and Zeus allows them plunder so that they sail back home with well-filled ships, even on the hearts of such falls a great fear of heavenly wrath. But these men know of something, having heard the utterance of some god about his mournful end, and therefore they are minded to woo so lawlessly, never departing to their homes, but that their ease wasting this wealth with recklessness and sparing naught. For every day and night sent us by Zeus they slay their victims, no mere one or two, and wine they also waste with reckless draughts. My master's means were vast. No noble has so much on the dark mainland or in Ithaca itself. No 20 men together have such revenues as he. I will reckon up the sum. 12 herds upon the mainland, as many flocks of sheep, as many droves of swine, as many roving bands of goats, all shepherded by foreigners and herdsmen of his own. Then here in Ithaca graze roving bands of goats, 11 in all, along the farther shore, and trusty herdsmen watch them. Of these the herdsman every day drives up the fatted goat that seems the best. My task it is to guard and keep these swine, and picking carefully the best to send it to the suitors.